Hey, leaders, and welcome back to the Lead 3 podcast. My name is Carlos Cody, and I have the privilege of being the host of this podcast, and I want nothing more but to inspire, motivate, and empower you to reach your potential. Man, so today's episode is going to be a little bit different. I'm actually reading this book called The Learn It All Leader, Mindset, Traits, and Tools. And man, I am getting so much content just within the first chapter. And I really feel like there's a lot of content in this book that can help you overcome what I like to call imposter syndrome. So we're going to kind of go through chapter one of this book, and I'm going to just give you the high level notes and the things that I am learning as I am reading this book. And I'm pretty sure the things that I'm learning are going to be impactful for you, and it's going to help you elevate your leadership journey. So the first chapter is called Go All In. And man, it's a really interesting chapter. And it's really just talking about, as leaders, how we have to be committed. We have to be what Damien calls learn it all leaders. And learn it all leaders are really leaders that are driven by passion. And they have this somewhat of intensity. Right. And it's not a bad intensity. It's a good intensity because they love doing what they're doing. And these type of leaders are leaders that are committed to their vision, and they are fully aligned and focused on ensuring that that vision is lived out to the best of their ability. So today we're going to talk about imposter syndrome. And really, this is this happens to all of us, right? We're all at some point in life experience imposter syndrome. And the definition of that is really just when we have low self-confidence in our own abilities, right? It's when you begin to question your ability to do something. It's really wrapped around fear. But we're going to learn some ways that we can actually combat imposter syndrome and how we can move forward despite the negative emotions, despite the fearfulness, and despite overanalyzing a situation, right? So it's not the new role that you're in that's creating the imposter syndrome. It's not the job. What is going on is really just a matter of what is in your head. It is what you are telling yourself about yourself. One of the quotes that I heard from one of my mentors, his name is Dr. Darius Daniels, and he really talks about, like, the most important person that you will ever lead is yourself. And I would also like to say the most important person that you will ever talk to is yourself. So what are you saying that is creating a belief, that is creating a perception? And often, if it's wrapped in fear and it's wrapped in doubt and it's wrapped in worry, you are creating the imposter syndrome within yourself. So this book really goes into three things that you can do as a person, as a leader, as a high performer to really beat imposter syndrome. And the three things are this, right? Number one, hard work. Number two, focus. Number three, learning. Now, why is hard work important when it comes to beating imposter syndrome? And I'll tell you why. The more that you work on developing yourself, developing on your skill set, it's going to build confidence and it's going to create the feelings of reassurance. When you are consistent and understanding that there are no shortcuts to success, and you're doing what you can do daily, each day to get better, as you start to see results, your confidence is going to rise. But if you do not have a good work ethic, you'll continue to have the negative thoughts, the negative mindset, the doubt, the worry, and the fear. The way that you kill it is to put action. It is to make sure that you're working towards the thing that you fear. The second thing is focus. And focus is where we choose to place our attention. if you're working and your intention is on getting better, your intention is on how do I grow, how do I develop, you have less time to let your mind wander. You have less time to think about all the things that could go wrong because you're too busy focused on up-leveling, getting better, and working. And as you're doing that, you are slowly but surely removing the obstacles and the perception within your mind because you are choosing to direct your focus on things that help you build your confidence. And that is going to allow you to leave imposter syndrome behind. Number three, which is probably my favorite, is learning. If you keep learning in the top of your mind and you're constantly looking for ways to improve, you're also reinforcing your confidence. And I also want to say this, as you're working hard, as you're focused, and as you're learning, keep in your mind that at the end of the day, you have past successes. You have examples of how you didn't know something and you learned it. And not only did you learn it, you mastered it. And it just became a part of your daily routine. Whatever you're going through in this current season, whatever you need to learn, whatever areas that you need to grow in, look back to those past successes and realize that, hey, I did it here. I can do it again. I might be a beginner now, but I can be a novice. And once I'm a novice, hey, I can be a subject matter expert. And then you'll find your place. And the thing that you were once struggling with, you'll find that you'll have a season where you're teaching someone else. So just keep that in mind. And those are the three things that you can do to make sure that you beat imposter syndrome. That is hard work, that is focus, and that is learning. Man, I hope that this message helps you, and I hope that you utilize the three things that you have learned today to beat imposter syndrome. Until next time, I'm your host, Carlos Cody, and I look forward to giving you the tools, the resources that you need to reach your potential.